Well, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
And her cheeks a rosy hue. Keep your hands off a redhead, Mary. Her and I will soon be wed. We'll see the priest this very morning. Tonight we'll lie in a marriage bed. When we reached the town of Dingle, I took her hand to say goodbye. He walked up behind me and punched me hard in my left eye. I was feeling kind of peevish, and my left eye was sad and sore. I wrapped him gently with my hobnail, and he flew back to Murphy's door. Keep your hands off a redhead, Mary. Her and I will soon be wed. We'll see the priest this very
the priest is there. patterns and her words and her words. me. I almost made it through there without any guitar slips. Maybe it doesn't matter if I see my fingers.
Those memories, they don't hurt me like before.
eyes. I was rugged like some stones. And I'm not a boy or a saint. I'm just looking for some home. We'll turn our heads, we'll bundle up our feet, and we'll step into this cold somehow. She tends fire with cold, and me, I'm feeling warmer. Me.
Oh, the Hudson Swan Band. We heard a couple of cuts from those folks. We heard John Barleycorn, the Jug of Brown Ale, and we also heard the Waterloo Drummer Boy. Oh my gosh, those great tunes. But we're a little teeny bit late on the break. Oh my gosh, Thornton Bowman in there with Coal Miner and Kathleen. And we had some kind of new agey type approaches to music, and we'll get out of that. Alrighty, taking a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio. On the campus of Washington State University, I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're coming back for a lot of stuff. We still have a half a show to go. Don't quite know where we're going with it, but we'll get there. Because it's neat to know where you're not quite going, but you're still going to get there. Alrighty, we'll be right back. You hang on now.
You can enjoy distinctive programs every hour of every day on this member-supported station. And it's made possible by donations from listeners like you, and also from our business and nonprofit partners in the community. Northwest Public Radio also receives funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
It looks wet and windy for the next few days. Overcast skies and widespread showers today, remaining rainy this evening when the wind will pick up, turning to gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow you'll wake up to a gray and gusty Sunday morning with a chance of rain or even snow showers. Highs today on the Palouse of 50, Lewis Clark Valley 55.
into the lounge of the Windsor Arms Hotel, where a band was playing 50 songs, the ones we know so well. And they played just like the record, not a note was out of place. And they finished with "Goodnight, Sweetheart" by the guy who played the bass. As he walked by the table, I offered him a beer, and I said I was a player too. I had been for many years. And we talked about the business all those years out on the road. How forever sweet 16 was such a hell of a heavy load. And he said, "You know, I could have made it once if I'd listened to a friend. He had set up this audition with a 50s group back when. But it was 1967 and I had dreams of moving on. The man who could have played bass for Sha-na-na, Sha-na-na." Said, "I see them on the TV shows every now and again, and I see my buddy playing the saxophone the way he did back then. Oh, we used to play the circuit, any dive that had to pay. Oh, but we'd have done it all for nothing, just to get a chance to play." He said, "I talk to my family on every Sunday night, and I tell them where I'm working next and how the band is getting tight. And my children always ask me how much longer I'll be gone. The man who could have played bass for Sha-na-na, Sha-na-na. Sha-na-na, Sha-na-na-na, Sha-na-na-na-na." Stories of how we try but can't forget, and how we sit in contemplation and we lick our own regret. There's the one we could have married, there's the job we could have had, and there's the winning run we could have hit if we had a more loving dad. And there's the house we could have bought when the prices weren't so high. And there's the loving words we could have said before that loved one died. There's the roads we could have traveled, and there's the one we traveled on. And there's the man who could have played bass for sha-la-la, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la.
Daryl Scott. Daryl Scott, who writes so much stuff that is so provocative and evocative. And the thing about it is you don't hear a lot of Daryl Scott out here in the West. You hear a lot of Daryl Scott in the Southwest and in the Midwest and in the West and in the South. And that's in part because that's just where he plays a lot more. He doesn't get out here in the West as much. But he's written a lot of songs. A lot of people have recorded. He's worked with the great Tim O'Brien. And, of course, the Dixie Chicks recorded one of his, made a big hit out of one of his tracks. And I just don't remember exactly which one that is. But a lot of people have recorded the material that Daryl Scott wrote. The man who could have played bass for Sha-na-na. For those of you who don't remember Sha-na-na. Actually, they were a Canadian band. And they were one of the first bands to revive old 50s rock. And when most of us first encountered Sha-na-na was in the movie Woodstock. And they hopped up there, you know, around all these people like The Who and Hendrix and 10 Years After and Country Joe and the Fish and all those bands, Joe Cocker and that whole bunch. And they came up and did At the Hop. And they just nailed it. And the audience loved it. And that's kind of what Sha-na-na was sort of all about, and they had to kind of break that stereotype because they also did some pretty amazing kind of deeper stuff than At the Hop. But that's from Daryl Scott. Daryl Scott, the man who could have played bass for Sha-na-na. Here's the group The Sons of the Never Wrong on Waterbug Records.
Oh, saw mercy through the window pane with gravity. No one saw his window pane, least of all those who see. And he was crying, free me. I longed to be ethereal, maybe on a child's wall, where the sun breaks breast material in the mind's eye. As a child, somehow quizzical, rise above the physical, just below the mystical. Industry is fine, but it's not ritual. Hold on, hold on. I am ready. I am ready. Yes, and I am ready. Go.
But it only took 10 minutes for that man to realize that, Lord, it's lonesome. Everywhere, I mean everywhere. Na 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 na. Now he's living back in Boston, teaching English in high school. Glad to have bi-weekly wages, glad the kids all think he's cool. Yeah, he's a man. He's a man who's learned from where he's been. But he keeps a bottle full of white sand on his dresser in the hall, and a worn map of New Mexico thumb tacked on the wall. Oh, you never know, you never know. He may need to go again. Inside.
And in between the words, there's a window. Take this story, it will comfort you. Here's a story, pass it on, pass it on, pass it on.
There's no need to thank it. It's been worn on an army of shoulders just like yours. Take this blanket, it will embrace you. Here's the blanket, pass it on, pass it on,
pass it on. Here's a picture with a landscape to lie in, where the sun is warm and the sky is blue. Take this picture and keep it with you. Here's a picture.
on our own. And we keep changing our expectations, 'cause we don't wanna wake up alone. And we say all the things that we like to hear under the cover of a cold, dark night. And we show up all the words we really feel
Scott in a more produced format. Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. Amanda Cully doing the playlists. Email me at dazanddaniel, maherwsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back. Hang on now.